So today, this afternoon, we're going to talk about direct and cross-examination of witnesses. And this is something that, in my opinion, is incredibly important. It can make or break a case, examining witnesses properly. It can also set up a clear record for any sort of appeals that may come out of a matter as well. The federal rules of evidence are what we're going to be referring to today, and they apply to bankruptcy cases pursuant to the federal rule of bankruptcy procedure 9017. So, and that 9017 provides that the federal rules of evidence and rules 43, 44, and 44.1 of the federal rules of civil procedure apply to bankruptcy cases. So when we're referring to rules, we're going to be referring to the federal rules of evidence. I referred you to the paper that we included with the materials. Charles Laufer did all of the hard work on that paper, and it's a great sort of real-life, in-the-trenches look at how to examine witnesses and some really good tips on the practice. I will introduce the panel because we have kind of a combined panels with the morning. We have some that aren't with us this afternoon, but just so you know the characters in the vignettes, Ms. Scott is going to be our creditor, Maxine Millions. Christine is our debtor, Teresa Gotti. Charles is the debtor's attorney, Perry Mason. And Mark is the creditor's attorney, Jack McCoy. So we'll go ahead and get started with the first vignette, unless anyone would like to add anything to introduce.